More than 200,000 men and women retired from the U.S. military last year, many with high hopes for life in the civilian workforce. Veterans often find it hard to adapt, but Julie Rose of member station KCPW reports the federal government is trying to help.
30-year-old Staff Sergeant Rob Rios has spent most of his adult life in the U.S. Air Force. He's usually good under pressure, but the thought of finding a civilian job when he retires in a few months has him squirming.
I've been doing this job 8.5 years. One of those jobs where you can't get fired. You'll always get a paycheck. And there's a security in being in the military that I'm not going to have as a civilian.
Rios is stationed at Hill Air Force Base in Ogden, Utah. After a 5-month tour fighting in Fallujah last summer, he decided it was time to get out of the military. But he's now beginning to realize the transition to civilian life, especially finding that first job, could be tricky. Starting with the simple task of explaining his military skills in plain English.
I can say I bed down a 5,200 person tent city, and it can't really equate in the civilian terms to explain what I did.
Since Rios has his heart set on an accounting job, he'll definitely need a different way to sell his skills. And that's where the Transition Assistance Program, or TAP class, comes in. It's a 3-day job hunting boot camp for the soon-to-retire military. They write resumes, practice job interviews, and learn about their veterans' benefits.
Currently, full-time single veteran pays almost $1,200 a month under this program.
Most major military installations offer TAP classes for transitioning vets. The program's funded by the Department of Defense, administered by the Department of Labor, and generally staffed by instructors like Steve Hadley from the Department of Workforce Services. He claims the program's success rate is stellar.
If they come through the class, they tend to find a job within the first 90 days of separation, whereas if they don't come through the class, it's normally 6 months to a year.
The key, says Hadley, is to show vets how they stand out from the competition. They're disciplined. They show up to work on time. And Hadley says they have one very unique advantage.
A great selling point right now, since 9/11, is that all of our vets have security clearances.
Hadley says that clearance can cost $5,000 and take up to 2 years to secure. So having it in the bag is a big draw for some industries seeking new workers, especially defense contractors. Many employers even come to the TAP class to network with and recruit veterans. Mike Morse of defense contractor Lear Sigler Services says the program's a gold mine.
Most veterans are going to have all the documentation of the training and qualifications they had during the military. So that makes it very easy to know what they're qualified to do.
Hadley says defense contractors can be an excellent stepping stone for transitioning veterans. Working on a base, their jargon-laden resumes and experience need little translation. And after a year or two, they've had enough civilian exposure to make that next step much easier. After 3 days in the class, Chief Master Sergeant Rob Teal is feeling much better about his post-military prospects.
It's taken away a lot of the fear, anxiety. They have shown me that the civilian world needs us because of our skills and our abilities, and we're disciplined.
But there's one thing he still dreads. Leaving the military can sometimes amount to a 50% pay cut when you factor in benefits.
Huge pay cut. Huge. That worries me more than getting a job, making sure that I can still suffice for my family.
Otherwise, though, Teal and Rios both say they're ready to take the leap, armed with tips from the Transition Assistance Program and eager to give civilian life a go. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose.